Back here on Sports Talk, our special edition, live from Nicholls State University in Thibodaux at the Manning Passing Academy, brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems. And the practice sessions have cranked back up for today, Mike, and I know they'll be going to around, 7, 8 o'clock, and then we have the air it out session.
Yep, and it's like ants at a picnic. And with all these guys out here running around on the field. And with us now, we have on with us Coach Rod, Don Rodrigue. Don's involved
with
the Louisiana Line Camp, but also involved here with the Manning Passing Academy, also with Dr. David Elias's pro football combine camp. So, Coach, man, to see this crowd here in Thibodaux, Louisiana, that's really something, isn't it?
It's tough getting to a red light. You usually wait two cars and you go. You got to wait three lights before you can make a right or a left in Thibodaux. But that's the good stuff about the camp.
I told him and my son as we're coming in here, my biggest gripe is the fact that these speed zones, they adjust so much, I feel like I'm going to get pulled over.
Steve, you get used to it. That's what it is when you
drive. It's like 55 and it drops down to 35.
Yeah. When you in a small town, just be careful.
Yes, indeed.
And lucky you don't go further down the bayou.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Golden Meadow.
Yeah, because, man, it's all of a sudden it drops off. But to see this camp and what's happened here with all the camps, Rod, I think it's just – unbelievable how they've been able to piece. This is the hub. I did an article about a week and a half ago about it, that the hub of football this time of year, right here in the summer in Thibodaux, Louisiana, have an economic impact, almost $4 million. To see it, just how this has blown up has just been unbelievable.
Yeah, June 14th through the 17th, we had 750 linemen plus. We had 65 coaches, 10 NFL guys coming in. Kevin Mawire, Gold Jacket, working with our Louisiana kids, working with the kids. We had 10 kids from Boston, 10 kids from Little Elm, Texas, and Arkansas, Crossing, Arkansas. We had 5 or 6. But our Louisiana contention was well represented. Thibodaux had 26. E.D. White had 15. No, they had 22. Vanderbilt had 18. St. Paul's had about 25. Holy Cross.
How about them Rummel?
Rummel Raiders.
One of the Rummel Raiders now.
With Coach Adam Gardner had 24 campus on campus. And it's sustained us with the high schools that went. And they keep coming back because – what I try to do is get a young guy that wants to be passionate, wants to be a ball coach. We invite him to come in, and you're not coaching the camp. But I encourage them and say, don't miss a meeting. Don't miss a practice session. And if you don't ask 1,000 questions, you failed. Get with somebody that you like and go watch them do the drills. And you can carry on. You can take that what you learn in here, put it in your toolbox and bring it back to your high school and make your high school a whole lot better, productive team.
If you don't learn something from Pete Jenkins or the Manning camp, then it's you. It's not them.
Yes. I mean, there is so many guys that you can take something from. Brendan Daly, Brendan Daly's got 3 or 4 rings with the Patriots. He's got 2 or 3 with the Chiefs.
You know, he's got 9 Super Bowl rings, 6 winners, 3 losers. So when he sat down with me that Saturday, and, my wife was there with me, and she was like, Mike would never wear that loser ring. He was like, I'm never going to put it on. The 6 winning ones, yes.
Yes.
But the 3 losing ones, wherever it goes in the safety deposit box, that's somewhere where it stays.
But we have 11 NFL defensive line coaches, which Pete Jenkins brings those guys on board. And Kevin Mawai has been with us since 2014, involved with the offense and the decision-making about the drills and different techniques, the improvement on the drills. I mean, a drill that we did 10 years ago, we add somebody comes in and has a new little – now, Pete's constantly changing as the – as from the run game to the pass game to no huddle to no backs in the backfield, everything is and so on. So that we constantly improving.
I know one of the things Pete says, I teach technique. I don't care what system you use, it works. I teach you technique. It doesn't matter what you run defensively.
Fundamentals.
It's all about the fundamentals.
And that's what our camp is built on.
Yeah.
The mission of Pete, if you listen to Pete talking about the mission, said we want to take a freshman in high school, improve his technique. He goes back to his high school and improves the guys around him. But when we have a high school that's going to have 20, 25 kids, and you get 25 that go back, I mean, you can see the improvement. And then when they come back that next year, they're learning something new because you can't stop learning in the game.
No, if you're learning, you're stuck in neutral.
I told Mike this. Mike, this was my kiddo's second year at the line camp. And just to see the confidence of him going into his second year, you know, first time around, I was like, oh, man, I don't know, Dad. I'm nervous. I'm like, I get it. You'll be fine. You're just going to be, like you guys said, learning and
he can
soaking
tell
in
you.
The information.
He can tell you. First day at the camp, okay, a lot of them, man, their eyes are this big.
Right.
By the time they get to the Tuesday morning session,
yes,
they know it.
I mean,
they know it.
You give them a catchphrase of what drill you're doing, and they're lining up, and then they know what you're doing. And that's one of the joys of when I was coaching the drills, that you could say it, and they snap into it. And and what we do is repetitive as defense and offensive linemen. We do it over and over. If we take 60 snaps in the game, the first step is always going to be the first step. And you got to get the second step in the ground faster than the first step.
I know one of the things, you cannot miss that voice of Brandon Daly.
No.
If you slow to get to his spot, he lets you know about it. It's all about, hey, listen, I'm telling you to get here at a certain time to do this drill, and you're going to do it at that time. And, you know, I don't want to hear no lip about it. You just get it done.
Bo Davis, our new Saints coach, he's worked the camp. He was supposed to come this year. I don't know what happened. I didn't talk to Bo. But I seen him in the drill. This guy was, like, looking at him funny. He says, I mean, it was – and I got it on tape. It was funny. The guy snapped into attention like he was in the military after that.
All he didn't do was salute him, and that was it. But man, when Bo – because Bo's a soft-spoken guy.
Yes, he is.
But, boy, when he raised that voice, you better pay attention real quickly. We got to go to break, so Steve, take us to break.
Yeah, we're here at the Nicholls State University in Thibodaux, Manning Passing Academy. Got to step away real quick, and we'll be back with more with Coach Rod right here on WWL after this. On the field here at Nicholls State University, the Manning Passing Academy in Thibodaux rolling on here as the last session of practice rolls on before the air it out session happens this evening. Looking forward to checking that out. Coach Rod still with us right now. How you been doing, man? Everything going on here. I can't feel like there's a dull moment going on.
Well, when the camp's over, it really just starts for me because I got to wrap up everything.
I thought I was going to say you could finally go to the beach.
Well, no, you got one more camp.
Randy's in Key West. Okay, my buddy that takes care of all the computer stuff and puts all the kids, 750-plus kids in dorm, he went to Key West with his whole family. But I stayed home, and you know, there's always a wrap-up session after a camp. And
in a few weeks, you got Dr. Elias' camp.
The pro football camp with Dr. David Elias. This will be our 16th season, 17th season. We started with under 100 last year.
Wow.
We had about 350, 375. That's
really
a one-day camp.
Really never stops.
Well, it's really the Tommy Ryback, our new head coach at Nicholls. It's his camp, and they do all the stuff. So that's an exciting camp. And it's all the local coaches. We get to bring in about 35 of the local high school coaches and assistant coaches. Get a few from New Orleans and Baton Rouge, but it's all of our local coaches that come in. They bring their kids, and the Nicholls coaching staff puts them through drills and so on. We do 7-on-7. We do 1-on-1 with the offense and defensive line. We do 1-on-1 DBs and wide receivers, running backs. Then we have a good session of 7-on-7. And the exciting thing about that, we have Nicholls players that work the camp. And they get their team of secondary guys, of seven guys, and that's that team. And then on the offensive side, and it's some hooping and hollering and breaking up plays. I mean, it gets to be exciting with the Nicholls players buying in and taking ownership of that team.
About 5 years ago, I think it was the hottest I've ever been on a field. Coach, you and I felt it.
Yes.
Man, it was hot.
whew, just radiating.
And that afternoon session off that turf, man, it was hot. But the one thing that's memorable, he came here as one of the participants. Leonard Fournette walks through that deal,
yep,
and every head turned to see, to watch Leonard as he was going through some of the drills with the running backs.
Hard not to miss him, right?
Well, he was holding the bag about the kids that were working on blocking skills.
And so he said, I got it.
And he was holding the bag, and he was talking to the kids, and that was a session that was pretty – we had Kevin Falk brought his son.
Yep.
And he came in, and I said, Kevin, go work. I said, can I? I said, yes. So I said, go work with him. And we've had some – I mean – you know,
Tre'Davious White was here to work with the defensive back.
Yes, that's right. And then Campbell.
Yeah, Will Campbell comes here. And I was like, whoa.
Savion Jones from St. James.
Mason Smith was here.
Working with kids.
A lot of those guys.
And our high school kids know those guys. So they're going through the drill and they're saying, wow, Mason Smith from Terrebonne High. They watch him play. There might have been a young guy playing against him while he was here. It's an amazing camp that has grown, and it's the medical community in Thibodeau area gets really involved in it, and we have some of the guys that are physical therapists. They're timing and they're doing the stopwatches and they're recording and all. So the secretary you go see when you go to Doc's office, she's recording times and so on. It's they really get involved in it,
and some of them will come up, man. They measured me wrong. You got to tell them to remeasure me. We had a few of them like that.
Yeah.
No, I know I'm 6'4". And I was like, 6'3½". What? I mean, you're going to argue about that? We remeasure you. We remeasure you. Steve, I know you got to go to break. Coach Rod, thanks so much for joining us. Man, we really appreciate it.
Thank you for what y'all do for high school sports in the state of Louisiana and our coming to Thibodeau and broadcasting about Nicholls State.